Today, you can use various tech to create vision AI solutions at the edge. But assembling everything from, you know, acquiring video to analytics to managing these cameras and devices at the edge, all of that is really challenging. This is exactly what a new template in Azure IoT Central attempts to address. And we have Kishore today on the IoT show. Tell us everything you know about these new templates that will make Vision AI way simpler in Azure IoT Central. Hey everyone, you're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for joining. Today we have Kishore with us from the IoT Central team. Kishore, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Olivier. It's great to be here.
So Kishore, before we jump into the topic, which is Vision AI simplified in the context of IoT Central, before we jump into that, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? How long have you been in the IoT space? And what are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a program manager in Azure IoT Central engineering team. So I focus on building product features as well as partnering with first-party services and the third-party ISVs to build solutions on top of our platform. So I've been with the team for a little over 2 years, and it's a great place to be.
Nice. So today, you're here to tell us about work you and your team have been doing to simplify Vision AI. So we've been doing many demos, presenting the capabilities of Azure IoT Edge to run, you know, algorithms that are developed and trained in the cloud at the edge on devices. And IoT Central, which is our IoT solution platform, allows to rapidly build IoT solutions end to end, and integrating that notion of Vision AI and all that's, you know, and that we, you will describe that's to be taken care of, is something that has been a bit tedious, you know, in the context of IoT in general. So let's discuss a little bit about, or a lot today, about what the IoT Central team is doing to simplify that experience of deploying these Vision AI model at the edge.
Absolutely. As you know, the mission of IoT Central is to simplify the IoT solution development. So over the last 2 years, we have added tons of new functionality to achieve that for our customers. So now we are expanding that simplification mantra into vision analytics. So vision analytics, as we know today, is a fairly complex task. The customers want to take advantage of the cameras that they have today. Like we have about 700 million cameras that customers have deployed, and they've been using traditionally for security and safety scenarios. Now they want to take advantage of the video signals coming from these cameras. So with the advent of video AI, so they want to use these cameras to kind of increase the productivity as well as kind of business process automation. But the challenges are immense, and this is what we want to kind of simplify and democratize the Vision AI for everyone using IoT Central templates.
Awesome, Kishore. So let's see how that looks like. First, let's talk a little bit about, you know, landscape, what Vision AI looks like today, and what the key challenges are for integrating Vision AI into an IoT end-to-end solution.
Absolutely. So customers today want to collect information using their IP cameras. We call them as on-leaf cameras. They can use a third-party on-leaf compliant cameras or the first-party Microsoft devices. So once they begin collecting the video signals from their cameras, they have an immense challenge that they need to kind of figure out how do they process a lot of these videos at the edge and then manage the security, privacy challenges, bandwidth, and storage. What does it mean to kind of build this video processing pipeline where they just extract the meaningful insights and send them to the cloud? So this is a pretty a complex instrumentation where a lot of different hardware and software components come together to kind of build this entire pipeline end to end. And it's a difficult task for everyone to build. So once they kind of navigate these challenges, then they have to figure out, where do I send my insights? And how do I make sure the video snippets are stored in a way that I can interact from my business applications? And then they need to figure out managing these cameras in the cloud. So we are expected to have like a billion cameras deployed by 2021. That means, how do I manage these cameras in the cloud is a huge task. All along, our customers are really looking for kind of gaining the insights from the cameras and taking actions to their business applications. But they had to kind of navigate through these hurdles before they can get there.
That's a lot of things to do. I think we've been going through these processes across several demos that we had on the IT show was Paul DiCarlo and others. What is your approach? How is IT Central planning to tackle these various challenges that these developers are facing?
We want to simplify the video analytics arena as we know today. So we partnered with Azure Media Services, Live Video Analytics, and Intel to build an IoT Central template focused on object and motion detection. So using this template, customers can quickly deploy a complete video analytics solution in few hours. In few hours, they can have a complete solution done. No code needs to be written to have this solution up and running. We want to make sure they not only just build the POCs, but they want to make sure everything is modular in that way that they can go from POC to production in a much more scalable way. The components are modular, they're open source, so you can customize and scale to your customer needs. As a part of this application template, we also make sure all of the video pipeline is stitched together for you. In that way, you don't have to go through the complexity of building a video pipeline. So with the video pipeline stitched with Azure Media Services, you can kind of record, playback the analyzed videos in a very seamless way. We're also building a camera management capability. We want to make sure the camera management is agnostic to any vendors or devices, make and model. So we are building the camera management in compliant with ONVIF standards. So ONVIF is an industry standard for interoperability between the IP cameras. So we are going to build a module to kind of manage the cameras using the ONVIF standard. When we release this application template, we want to be very clear. This is not for a science project. So we want to make sure it meets the real industry scenario. So we partnered with Intel to kind of build an AI model that is optimized for Intel hardware so that you can take advantage of Intel VPU, GPUs, and FPGAs. So we released this model in our Azure IoT Edge marketplace so that customers can leverage this and also deploy it as a part of this template for a real-world solution. Since we are simplifying a fairly complex area, we provide a ton of tutorials and examples along with GitHub content and open source documentation to make sure that you can customize the application and scale to your need. Even though the application template is focused on object and motion detection, it's fairly portable. It's fairly portable for many different industry scenarios. By just replacing the AI module, you can kind of use it for improving the patient satisfaction in the healthcare industry, or reducing the defects in a production manufacturing line, or it could be increasing the profitability in a retail by kind of looking for out-of-stock scenarios perspective.
Nice. Seems to be pretty broad, actually. So I'm now super curious about what's in it in this new IoT Central application template dedicated for Vision AI. Like, let's talk about the features that you guys have been developing.
Yeah, so now that you know the capabilities of the video analytics application template, let me walk you through how the components are laid out in a well-orchestrated manner that you can take advantage of. So customers typically want to start with IP cameras that are ONVIF compliant, and then you need an edge infrastructure to process that locally, and then the cloud to train the models and manage the devices at scale. The very first thing that we want to do here is kind of establishing a video pipeline. In order to establish this video pipeline, we deploy an IoT Central Gateway module. So this gateway module, think of this as an orchestrator module that's going to orchestrate rest of the module that we're going to deploy on this IoT Edge gateway. It provides an identity translation for every cameras that are connected. That means you have a unique identity to manage the cameras in the cloud. And also it understands the protocol that the cameras use from an RTSP perspective. So it does the protocol translation and then manages the LVA graph. So our entire video pipeline is based on live video analytics graph. So with the live video analytics module, you can kind of capture and analyze and publish the interesting video snippets into Azure Media Services. So that essentially completes our video pipeline. Once you have the video pipeline built out, the next thing that we want to do is kind of extracting the insights from these video streams and send the insights into IoT Central dashboard while the video snippets continue to go into Azure Media Services. So for that, we're using HTTP graph extensions from Live Video Analytics and using an AI model. So as I mentioned earlier, we could use OpenVINO trained model from Intel or an open source model like YOLO 3. You could use either of these and use the insights that are coming out of the models to kind of send it to IoT Center. Once you complete the video insights pipeline, the next thing that we want to do is provide a customer with an RTSP server and a kind of a simulator module. We want to make sure customers can see the benefit of the entire application template, even if they do not have a cameras handy. So what we do is we provide you an RTSP server, Live Wi-Fi media server. Along with it, we also ship a security, privacy, and legal approved a video stream. You could use this video stream to kind of visualize the entire video analytics end-to-end as soon as you complete the application center application deployment. So then the final thing that we want to do is kind of enabling the camera management for our customer using the ONVIF module so that you can manage the devices at scale irrespective of the make and model.
That's definitely interesting. There's one, a couple of questions, actually. One remark is that we had some IoT show episodes with the LVA team, with the live video analytics team, and also with Microsoft Research with a project called Rocket. So I definitely invite you, if you're interested in learning more about these ones, to go dive into these other IoT show episodes. One little question for you, Kishore, on this slide right now, I'm seeing that the ONVIF module is not the same color as the other ones. What's going on with this one?
Yeah, that's a good question. So everything that we are showing here is shipping right now for our customers to take advantage of. ONVIF module is in development, so we are working on building a camera management capabilities, and we expect to release it over the next several months. So that is something that is coming up. So I'm looking forward to coming back and talking more about the camera management with you in next few months.
Okay, before we jump into the demo, you'll have to give me a bit context of what's going to happen, right? That these are a lot of things. You talked about the video pipeline to establish. You're talking about, you know, the management of these devices through IoT Edge, you know, managed in IoT Central. So tell me a bit about, you know, what are the various steps that developers will have to go through? And because this new app template in IoT Central is available, that means there's also documentation that people can go through with samples. But tell me about the big high-level steps and then jump in the demo itself.
Absolutely. Now that you know all of the components that are involved in kind of building a video analytics solution that are coming out as a part of this application template, let's go ahead and build one. So the very first step that we're going to do is kind of take care of the cloud components. The first step is to kind of create an account in Azure Media Services and deploy an Azure IoT Central application template so that you are all set to add the remaining set of components. Let's browse to the IoT Central homepage and then click on Build a Solution. So we want you to kick off a video analytics solution using our application template that we just released. So hit Create and complete the required information. Within a few minutes, you have a completely provisioned IoT Central app. So I provisioned one just before this conversation. So let me just switch over to that. Once you provision, this is the default dashboard that you land in. So the default dashboard is called Getting Started. So it shows you the steps that are involved in building an end-to-end video analytics application. Along with this Getting Started dashboard, we also pre-create three additional dashboards for you. So the demo dashboard is essentially powered by two different simulated cameras that we created as a part of the deployment. So it is showing you the art of possibility using the cameras that came as a part of the deployment. And this is a great way for you to kind of demonstrate the capabilities of the product. But what we really want to do is connect to real cameras and build an end-to-end solution. So we also provide you two different sample dashboards, real camera management and real camera monitor. So these are pre-created dashboards for you so that you can take advantage the moment you connect your real cameras into the IoT Central app. So we're going to walk through all of this in a minute. So along with the dashboard, we also stitch together various different components for you so that you're ready for the video analytics solution. So one of the key things is we deploy all of the relevant device capability models that you need for a solution. So a device capability model is essentially a contract between your devices and the cloud for exchanging telemetry properties and the command. So going back to getting started page, the very first step, let's take a look, is creating an Azure Media Services account and capturing the service principal information so that you can access the Azure Media Services programmatically, and then deploying an IoT Central app, which we just did. And the app that you did just provisioned, we want you to create a device manifest for the edge and deploy it on an edge gateway. So once you provision the edge gateway from the IoT Central app, you are pretty much done with the very first step that is required from a video analytics solution. So we took care of all of the cloud components. So we took care of creating an Azure Media Services and having an API information, you can access it programmatically, and deploying an IoT Central app so that you can begin adding the rest of the components. Once you take care of the cloud components, now what we want to do is deploy an Azure IoT Edge gateway and all of the modules that are required for this application template. So coming back to a getting started page on my IoT Central app that I just provisioned, the second step is deploying an edge gateway and all of the modules. So you have two different options. So if you're connecting a real camera, I recommend you to deploy a physical gateway, such as Intel NUC or any machine that runs an IoT Edge runtime. So connect the real camera to a physical gateway. For the purpose of this demonstration, I will be using a pre-recorded video stream. So I'm going to deploy an Azure VM in the cloud and use a pre-recorded video stream as an RTSP input. It's the same exact step whether you use an Intel NUC or an Azure VM. So I'm using it for the sake of demonstration so I can show you the end-to-end scenario.
I like the way have been integrating the tutorials and so on in the template. The template definitely is a starting point for developers to build their solutions. It's something that is not static. They can definitely change everything, remove the dashboards. But having that getting started directly down there with these links, kudos, guys. I think it's going to be great.
Exactly. No, this is so we made these edits final moment before we ship the product, but I believe this is a great change to the template as such. It gives you a kind of guidance in terms of building the solution. It's three easy steps. So in that way, you know exactly what you need to complete to have the product up and running. So in the step two, as I was referring to, you deploy an IoT Edge using the ARM template that we provide you as a part of the template. So in this ARM template, it's going to ask you for a couple of prerequisites that you're captured as a part of the previous steps. It's going to ask you for your IoT Central connection information as well as the device connection information that you performed in the previous step. So once you provide the device ID and the scope ID and the IoT Central URL and the API keys, hit create. Within few minutes, you have an Azure VM fully provisioned in the cloud and it's connected to the IoT Central app. So let me show you what I have here. I provisioned a VM earlier today for this demonstration. So this is my VM running in Azure Cloud. So let me show you what I have here. So I have six different Docker modules, IoT Edge modules running on the system. Two of them are system modules, Edge Agent and Edge Hub, but I have four different modules that are key for this application template. I have an RTSP server, live Wi-Fi server, so I can run my pre-recorded video streams. I have a live video analytics module that is helping me to build a video inferencing pipeline. I have an AI module, I'm using an open source module here, and then I have a central gateway module that is orchestrating everything else. So all of these are deployed from Microsoft Container Registry that you can all take advantage of here. Now that we completed the Edge deployment and downloaded all of the modules that are required for this video analytics solution, so let's go back to the final step in the video analytics solution build out. What we just completed is we took care of the cloud aspect of it. We deployed an Edge VM and all of the modules. The final thing is connecting the IP cameras, adding the RTSP stream, and then configuring the video inferencing engine to look for interesting objects. So let's take care of this. I'm back on my getting started dashboard on the application that I just provisioned. So the details of the steps involved in adding a camera and kind of configuring the AI module to look for interesting insights are all described here. It's pretty straightforward. So I'm going to demonstrate that to you right now. So I have a couple of apps provisioned. So I have a gateway, so it'll be a gateway 001. I'm going to add a new camera here. So I'm going to add a camera 003. RTSP URL is the most critical information. Make sure this is accurate and provide the right credentials so that you can access the stream for processing with your AI modules. I'm going to associate this camera to an object detection. So you have the you can use these cameras for object detection versus motion detection. So object detection is very interesting. So let's attach this camera for object detection type. And then I'm going to provision that.
While it's provisioning, Ashley, I have a quick question for you. So what I'm seeing here, and you certainly mentioned that already, but I want to double click on that. It's or emphasize that any RTSP camera will do. So you don't need to have something that is specific or special for Azure IoT or whatnot. Any RTSP camera, which is the standard out there in terms of streaming video streams on the network, will do the and can be integrated the way you're just showing, right?
That's a very good point. You're absolutely right. Any IP cameras, typically all the IP cameras have an RTSP stream. So any camera with an RTSP stream can be leveraged. You don't need to have any compute or you don't need to have any sophisticated hardware. We just need a standard IP camera.
And security taken care of with the RTSP security username password. So you are actually safe that you basically secure your stream and still integrate that easily into IoT Central.
That's right. So, yep, that's why it's important to make sure the RTSP stream URL is accurate and the credentials to access that. So I just provisioned a camera. So when I look at, I had two different cameras right now. So I had one camera provisioned earlier and I just provisioned other cameras. So I have two different cameras connected to my gateway. So let's go ahead and take a look at this camera and kind of make a few changes. So what I would like to do is walk you through real quick things that you can do. So this camera by default, because I associate it to an object detection class, it is looking for trucks and buses. So I'm going to go and change this and also make it look for truck, bus, and car. I know there are a lot of cars in the highway, but let's just look for it. And then everything here is a configurable parameter. So I'm going to record 15-second video out of the video stream that I'm sending, basically. And I'm looking for a confidence threshold of 70% or higher. So I'm going to keep everything else default. Make these changes.
Interrupt you one second more. So all these settings are things that will be sent to the machine learning algorithm that has been packaged, right? That in your case, you're using YOLO for that one?
That's right. I'm using YOLO right now. So I'm just tweaking the YOLO module to look for these three different classes. For a real production scenarios, we recommend use Intel OpenVINO optimized models, basically. So, yep, it's the same exact scenario. And I'm looking for different classes, and hence I'm kind of commanding the module to look for the classes that I can.
So the complexity of understanding these words like truck, bus, car, these are all part of the models you're going to use. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel or whatnot.
That's right. In fact, if you look at the documentation from Intel OpenVINO or YOLO 3, you can kind of look for 400 to 500 different class of objects from an object detection perspective, not just truck, bus, and car. You can look for people like skateboard or anything that you want to look for. These are well-trained models. Out of the box, you can kind of take advantage of these models to look for like 400 to 500 different objects, which is a pretty big number that you can kind of detect it programmatically.
Love it.
Right. So I made these changes. I sent the commands. Now let me go and start the inferencing engine. So under the hood, we're using LVA graph. So I'm going to start the LVA graph so that it can begin processing the video stream with the AI module that I deploy. So I'm going to hit start processing. While it's processing, I have another app that I provisioned for the sake of the demonstration. So what you get is something like this. So this is a device dashboard from the camera 003 that I just provisioned. So no surprise here. On the highway, we notice there are significantly more cars than trucks and buses. So, and this dashboard is kind of configured to show the interesting aspects that the camera has detected. So what was the loss detection? So you will see most likely the cars, because that's what you see on the highways. The confidence level, 90%, that's pretty good. And then here's a set of video streams that shows you the exact insights based on the detection class here. So let me play back one of these video streams. In this video stream, as I said, no surprises. It's showing you bus, cars, trucks, everything essentially. So, but you know what? We're going to modify this. We're going to modify the AI model to just look for the buses, because as we noticed here, there are far fewer buses. I want to know exactly when the bus went through and what are these like. Now I want to know the video snippets for just these buses. So I'm going to kind of modify the AI model to look for the buses and then see what happens. So as you were referring to earlier, when I want to change the detection class, it's as simple as kind of removing the things that I don't care about. So before that, let me just stop the inferencing engine. And I'm going to keep the bus and remove the other object detection. So I start the graph. So we may have to wait for like 5 minutes before it begin populating a dashboard. So let's just wait for 5 minutes. And okay, it looks like it just detected a bus a minute ago. That's exactly when we started this inferencing engine. So if I had to play back one of these videos, what you see is ideally a video snippet of the bus. Let's take a look. There you go. It detected one bus. And oh, okay, interesting. There's one more bus. So it detected two different buses in that 15-second window. As you could see, it's as simple as switching the detection class and looking for the right video snippet that just popped in as a part of the configuration. That's essentially a wrap. What we did is we provisioned the entire video analytics application end-to-end in three easy steps. We started with provisioning all of the cloud aspects of it. The very critical aspect is provisioning using the IoT Central application template so that you can stitch the rest of the components together. And then we provisioned a IoT Edge with all of the modules required to run. And then we attached a camera with an RTSP stream and then kind of manipulated the stream to look for interesting events. So as you can imagine, it's three easy steps. This is how we're kind of democratizing, simplifying a complex area such as video analytics for our customers so they can take advantage of these camera signals and build an end-to-end solution.
That's a pretty compelling demo, actually, when you know all the work you have to do to have some way of controlling, you know, and configuring these edge devices running Vision AI. Here with live video analytics, it's already something that became way more simple, right, on the edge side of things. But now that you added that component, which is the IoT Central app template, I think it's becoming, you know, super easy. And we should see tons of these kind of applications soon. The app template is a starting point, right? This is something that we need to always remind people. It's not a lockdown black box thingy. IoT Central is something that you build on and with. And there's also a part here, which is this line of business application extension or extensibility.
That's right.
Once you detected the insights, the object, well, the fact that you don't eventually, you know, do anything else than just having it appear in IoT Central, you can actually start triggering workflows outside of the IoT Central application.
That's right. That's exactly the goal. So we use IoT Central from an analytics and a device management dashboard, and then you can use line of business applications integrated into Azure Media Services and IoT Central to kind of like automate your business processes. So productivity scenarios or business process automation. So we are kind of simplifying the complex piece that is required so that our customers can focus on using their existing LOBs and take advantage of these interesting signals.
I love it. One last question for you, Kishore, and that's certainly something which is about what's coming next or what's to be expected for this new IoT Central app template. One thing I'm getting asked a lot, and I have an answer for that myself, but is, hey, when will we have real-time video feed or streaming in the IoT Central application? Instead of having just a link, can I actually have the actual feed with eventually the overlay of the machine learning algorithm? My first reaction is to say, yeah, it's a cool thing for demos, but in real life, you don't have an operator in front of the camera looking at the video stream, because actually that's the point of having machine learning doing detection. Otherwise, you could have someone say, hey, one bus, two buses. But still,
exactly,
you know, what's to be expected in terms of evolution? That app template is, you know, production quality. It's in IT Central. People are recommended, our customers are recommended to go start using that. What are the next few features you guys already have in mind to work on next?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of good points that you touched on. So unlike some of the previous AMP templates that we released, what we did here is all of the components are modular and open source. So all of this is kind of like available for you to go and customize. It will provide you a link to the GitHub, and so you can take it to the production quality, right? You can do a quick POCC in a few hours using the template, and you can scale it to production with all of the customization. To your point of, yes, we did hear customer ask in terms of kind of ability to stream the videos inside IoT Central. This is something that we're looking into in partnership with Azure Media Services. So stay tuned. Sometime early next year, we might have a much more seamless integration where you will be able to kind of play some of these videos back from the central instead of kind of playing in an external browser window, basically.
Awesome.
So it's coming up, but I'm really looking forward to coming back and talking to you about the camera device management capability that we are adding as a part of this Unreal module. So it's going to be a compelling scenario for us, for customers to take advantage of managing these cameras in the cloud in a very device agnostic way.
Yeah, and certainly scalable way as well, right? So imagine you have like hundreds of these cameras, you know, distributed in your city, and you want to deploy a new model in all of them, you know, or change the algorithm, whatnot. We'll see that. You're very welcome for that. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thanks for tuning in on this episode of the IoT Show today. Everyone, if you want to learn more about Vision AI in IoT Central, the link is pretty straightforward, aka.ms/IoTShow/Vision AI in IoT Central. As simple as that. Kishore, thanks a lot for coming on the show again.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And everyone, thanks, and see you soon. Do not forget to subscribe, get the notifications, whatever you have to do to be notified when we have a new episode for you real soon. Bye. See you soon.